I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
This summer, own your style with Macy's. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has all that you need.
Shop brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Macy's has all of your summer must-haves. Summer dresses, matched sets, volume sleeve tops, espadrilles, wedges, straw-crafted bags, bathing suits, and so much more.
Oh my gosh, the free-for-all. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, drama girl. All about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Oh, friends, welcome back. This is, again, season three, just kicking ass and taking names. Yee-hee! One of our favorite episodes. The original air date was October 26th, 2005. This is our Halloween episode, season three, episode four, An Attempt to Tip the Scales. It's the infamous masquerade party at Trick with Fallout Boy.
This is a huge episode.
Huge! I don't know how... how we shot this in our, like, regular number of days, I don't know. Because there's, like, massive stuff happening.
Unreal.
Literally every actor in the show is dressed up. Everyone dresses up in costume. Peyton and Mouth dance. Oh, my God. Haley and Nathan are, like, kissing undercover as Batman and Bad Sandy. Dan blackmails the mayor to resign, which was super weird.
Yeah, it's so strange.
And it's so he can run for mayor himself. And then he asks Deb to play along, which, zoinks, what a fun turn of events that was. And then Peyton decides to pursue a relationship with Ellie, which was, you know, a big, huge step.
Big turn.
A lot of, like, fantastical stuff in this episode, really heightened reality.
Yeah.
But then some other storylines that really grounded it, you know, I said it while we were watching the episode. I'll say it right now to kick things off. Haley, just like calling bullshit on all the game playing, is the voice of reason in this episode. Because everyone is playing a game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
And you've got Dan and Deb, who are just like peak game playing. You got so Brooke funny. And Lucas.
Yep.
You know, Peyton's like, will I, won't I, with the Ellie of it all. Who else is farting around?
Even though it's very real and sincere with Peyton, it is a lot of tug of war of back and forth.
It's teenager shit, man.
And even Mouth is kind of playing games too with the Erica situation. Yeah, I think.
Chris
Keller and Nathan also, the two of them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, to see Haley just acknowledging, and I think Karen also added a groundedness to this episode as well. I mean, Moira always comes through in that way. But we did have a lot of fun in this episode. Let's start out. We talked about we watched the costume trying on, and I remember shooting that with Chad. We had so much fun that day.
Yeah. You guys shot the shit out of that. That was such a great sequence. And this was this our first time working with Janice Cook as a director?
It was. I love Janice. Man, she came in. She was so strong. She knew exactly what she wanted, but she was also really flexible and interested in our ideas, which always felt good because often on this show, because we were so young, directors would come in and they didn't take us seriously as actors, and they didn't take our ideas seriously because they thought, well, what do these kids know? They're kids. They don't have, they can't really have ideas about these characters.
Right.
No. It's not possible that they're so smart they actually earned their way into this job.
Or that we were closer to being teenagers than anybody else on the production was. And so we could be like, guys, it's different now.
Right. But Janice was one of the rare ones who came in and I always felt respected, listened to, and she really welcomed our ideas. And so I was super grateful to see all of her work here. And she did a great job. Anyway, we opened this episode with Haley and Lucas in the costume shop trying on all these fun costumes. And Chad had a blast. Let me just tell you, that day we laughed our asses off. He had so much fun in that costume store. And what they did was they didn't have it all planned out. They just brought in a whole,
really?
No, they brought in a whole Halloween store of costumes and they were like, what do you want to try on? And he just went for it.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought those were all scripted.
No, they weren't all scripted. No, some of them were. I think Elvis was scripted and maybe the cowboy was scripted, but it was sort of like,
I love it.
You know, just a barrage of all these costumes. So that was really, really fun.
It's just so fun to see the chemistry that you two have together because I buy that they are best friends. Like, I totally buy it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and to not have it be will they, won't they, is so rare, Joy. Like, there's always that, like, sexual tension in these scripted shows between, you know, boy and girl friendships. You guys nailed an authentic platonic relationship. And you guys make each other funnier and make each other better. Like, I loved that sequence.
Thanks, yeah. Your
responses to it were so great.
It was just fun. There was just no stress. It was like, Chad and I always had a pretty good time together whenever the two of us had scenes. I mean, we worked at that relationship, at the friendship of those two, because it did feel so platonic between the two of us anyway in real life. So I think that just kind of translated really easily. And I think we just kind of felt safe with each other as friends. So it was pretty easy to, you know, to do the thing. But I
how'd they figure out your costume for this episode?
Yeah.
Did you try on multiple things or was it always going to be Bad Sandy?
It was Bad Sandy from the beginning. They wrote it in.
Okay.
Which makes sense. Haley was such a Sandra D. It was smart.
I loved it.
I thought that was really clever. I was like, oh, yeah.
And
I'd
you
love
looked
that, Sandy.
Amazing. Like,
thanks.
Amazing. You should have been on the blonde on the show the whole time, Joy. Like, I don't know why we didn't just lean into it. You know, this was the season where we were like, rules, fuck them. Like, we don't know what we're doing anymore.
No, who knows?
Haley is Peyton and Peyton is Haley. And, you know, it's like Deb is all of us.
Okay. Deb was it was amazing. I was so obsessed with this storyline for Deb and Dan. I mean, the whole War of the Roses thing just wrecked me. It was so good and hilarious.
Well, it's crazy because I can't make up my mind. The really heightened stuff, like, you know, Dan walks in on the mayor hogtied by prostitutes who don't look like prostitutes.
It was really disturbing, by the way. Just as
wearing
like a mom now.
Shoes in bed. That was the part that bothered me.
Oh, God. Like, what is happening here, actually, though?
Those girls would not have had their shoes on. I'm sorry. Yeah, that whole scene was so turned up to 11 that I can't decide if it's comedic relief or if it takes me out of the story. Do you know, like, if it's just so bonkers?
For me,
but it seemed
okay. For me, it took me out because we haven't seen. Usually when you, okay, you know this, sorry, I'm like babbling, but you know this as a mom. When you're watching something that's maybe PG-13 and you're like, I'm not mm-hmm. sure if the kids should watch this, but I'll watch it with them. Because usually you can sense when something's
when it's coming.
And so, yeah. And so for a lot of parents out there who have been like, oh, One Tree Hill, yeah, that's a pretty tame show. Okay, I mean, there's a couple things, but you can sense when it's coming and you can, but just to see that. On camera, all of a sudden, a door busts open at the beginning of the episode. If I was the mom of a you know, 10, 11, 12-year-old that was watching our show at the time, I would have been pretty pissed about that. It took me out of it, personally.
We have such good scenes in this episode where the little things matter, like Lucas admitting that he's, like, got this heart condition. You know, yeah. Like, we have all these really earnest moments that I don't feel like we needed the batshit crazy stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like, why is Dan is just like out of control this season? And I don't know if they really thought it was working or if they thought, like, let's just see how far we can go.
I think that's what they thought. I think they were like, let's just keep pushing it. Yeah. But anyway, so they did that, the whole mayor with the prostitute thing. But this whole.
By the way, as someone that works in true crime now,
oh, yeah.
The mayor with the prostitute thing is. Not even far-fetched to me anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it is the most common thing. Every single time we travel for the Sundance show I work on, we find out that the old DA either has coerced someone, like a victim, into sleeping with them, or is a drug dealer, mm-hmm. or, like, has been disbarred, or, like, crazy shit. So it's not far-fetched that the mayor was doing something hinky. It's just like, how does Dan know to break in at that second?
Dan knows how to be everywhere at exactly the right moment all the time. That's like his MO. How I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he keeps tabs on everybody. But I like Sophia's theory that Dan's put trackers in. He sells the cars to everyone and he puts the trackers in the cars. That's the only way. He's got a whole, what we're missing from this show is a panic room where Dan goes in and he's just got video cameras of the entire town, their houses.
Yes.
He's tapped into everybody's security system.
All the traffic cams. Dan's just like, got him, done. That's the only way this works.
It is. But I'd buy it. Why not? I'd suspend belief. I love the practical joking between Dan and Deb. It gets fun in this episode.
Barbara does such a good job of putting the comedy in it because the Dan being a dick to Dan be a dick thing is like getting exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she makes it funny and gives Paul something to play with.
Because
if Paul were just dealing with like a hysterical woman, not funny.
No.
But because Barbara is just
she's so
reveling
smart.
In this.
The shopping spree. Oh, so good. The taser in bed. Oh, my God.
Girl, I'm talking about Hans the trainer. Was it Hans?
Oh, yes. Was that
yeah, what did she say? She said, she's like, it got your mattress It got wet when the sprinklers accidentally went off
after I threw all your stuff out. That was on purpose.
She's perfect.
I love her. I love watching her have so much fun. Because I think when she started on the show, it was so serious. It was so much drama and heavy stuff. And Barbara is such a bubbly, fun personality. I was really glad to see her get to play around a little. So let's talk about Peyton a bit, because there's a couple things I have questions about with Peyton. One of them is in relation to Haley, which is Peyton. We've said before that she's sort of the most non-judgmental character on the show. She's really open.
Not today.
Yeah. I mean, she's been very like, gives people safe space, you know, gives people room to be messy, cause she's so openly messy, and just she's kind of she's a great friend in that way. But with Haley in this particular instance, she's been really hard on Haley. And I wanted to know what you thought about that.
I mean,
is it justified? Is it over? You know,
yeah.
What do you think?
Here's what I think. She has a history with Nathan that predates Haley.
Yeah.
Right. And it's not necessarily healthy, but, they have run in the same circle probably since middle school. Like, you know how those like kids in the same pack run together in middle school and then they date in high school?
Yeah.
And it's just that pack always kind of stays herded together. I feel like they've known each other a long time. And of all the people who asked Nathan if he tried to commit suicide, Lucas is one and Peyton's the other. Mm. And they're having two totally opposite reactions. Lucas is the one that's like, you got to talk to your wife, man.
Yeah.
Like, you drove a car into a wall. That's fucked up. Like, talk to your wife. Whereas Peyton is like, Nathan is a victim in this. And how could you do this? And he tried to kill himself.
Yeah.
You know, like, the gravity of that, you know, for Peyton having dealt with death, she's a morose character. It's hard not to pull her out of that. And I can see why she would be a little chippy about it.
You know, I was also wondering if it's because Peyton has such a history of people coming and going.
And oh, for sure. The projecting is like totally on display here.
Right. Yeah, I think so too. But I also, there's something I like about it, about the friend who doesn't just let you off easy.
I think she wants Nathan and Haley to get back together,
clearly
which is
does.
Why she's like, he just said you're hot. So if that's the green light you're looking for, go nuts.
Yeah.
You know, she's not trying to sabotage anything. But she's definitely got a chip on her shoulder, and I appreciate that in a way, because you and I have both been in situations where we know people are lying to our face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when we're like, is there a problem? And they're like, nope. And you're like, this isn't helping. Like, you're literally lying to my face right now. We could talk about it and fix it. And so I appreciate that they have a friendship where they can be like, I don't like this.
Yeah. Uh-uh. I know. I like that too. I really do. I think those are fewer and far between, especially as you get older. You know, if you don't learn to do that when you're young and make friendships with people that way when you're young, the older you get, the more it's just like, oh, well, whatever. I'll just make friends with somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, and it's nice to have lots of friends, but it's also, you know, it's only a surface level if you haven't allowed someone to really come in on that, in that space in your life.
Well, and looking back on the friendships that we had, not like in high school, but also in our early 20s, if you don't practice confrontation in a healthy way with your friends, you will never be able to do it in a romantic relationship.
Majorly. That's what, I mean, families are supposed to teach you that too. Whatever your family looks like, it's supposed to be one of the things you're learning. It's like,
we just slam doors and shit, you know?
Healthy conflict. How do we do it?
Yeah, it's really important to be able to say, I don't like this.
Yeah.
I don't like it. And, you know, my daughter's at that button pushing age where she's like, no, I don't like it. I don't like it. And I just had to explain to someone. I was like, look, I need her to know that it's safe to say, I don't like it.
Yeah.
And right now it sucks that we're her test dummies, but she wants to be a grown-up that's like, mm-mm, not working for me.
Yeah. I know. And it's hard. It's hard to be like, I respect the fact that you don't like this. However, these are the boundaries that you have to be confined within. I'm sorry that, like, I know how frustrating it is to be confined by boundaries. They will expand as you get older. But right now, these are the rules, and I love you, mm-hmm. and I'm here for you, and I know this sucks for you. I'm sorry.
Good luck. Good luck, kids. No, I was excited. Season three is always so nice for me because I feel like we were finally being heard in, like, what we wanted out of our characters.
Yes.
And they, you know, Sophia didn't want to do all the sexy time stuff anymore. So this whole internal conflict that Brooke is having, she's not having to do anything questionable other than, like, you know, give a wink and a nod yeah. here and there. And it's enough.
It's totally enough. She's so sexy as it is. I mean, you don't have to be in your underwear to be sexy at all.
No. And the stuff that she has with Chad in this episode, like, Brooke and Lucas are such a fun teenage couple to watch.
Yeah.
The cat and mouse of those two is what a high school relationship is supposed to be. Like, we're not supposed to be talking about, like, getting married and having babies in high school.
Right.
It's supposed to be like, you're hot. What book are you reading? Okay.
Where's my mixtape?
Yeah, where is my mixtape?
Right.
Damn it.
Speaking of music, we got Fall Out Boy on this show.
Dude.
That was huge. Do you remember how excited we all were when we heard that deal went through and they were like, guys, we're bringing out Fall Out Boy. We lost our minds.
That was one of those days where, like, we stuck around for the sound check. We stuck around for the rehearsal.
Yeah.
We stuck around for every single take, even if we weren't in the shot. Yeah. Like, we were being very compliant.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, are we done for the day? I'll stick around. I don't mind. There's food at Crafty.
Cool.
I'll just, you know, hang here.
They were so cool, though. I mean, yeah, I didn't have a crush on them, but I remember thinking, like, I could.
I didn't either, but it was just the fact that it was, again, because we were outside of LA, outside of all of our own hype. We weren't experiencing our own hype. It was happening outside, out there. So then it was another validation that somebody coming in like that was right. Like, oh, wait, this is, we're kind of a big deal. This is really fun.
People, they know our show. That's crazy.
Guys, I have this little thing on my phone that pops up while I'm asleep. So I wake up to like 20 alerts and it's all money that's being spent on apps. It's like $8 for this subscription, $12 for this subscription. And it falls on me like an avalanche every month. So thankfully, we have found Rocket Money to solve all my spending problems.
Dude, you and me both. I honestly was aghast when I installed this and realized how many things I'd subscribed to over the years and honestly just forgotten about. And because everything's on your phone, I don't know, maybe not just me, but I was missing a lot more than I thought I was. And if that's happening to you too, seriously, Rocket Money is for you. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels all of your unwanted subscriptions. Plus, it monitors your spending and helps you lower your bills so that you can actually grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, Ooh. Saving members up to $740 a year when you're using all of the app's features.
With Rocket Money, I've got full control over my subscriptions now and a very clear view of my expenses.
We can see all of our subscriptions in one place. And if we see something that we don't want, Rocket Money can help us cancel it with just a few taps. Now, I personally love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they will help us create a custom budget and keep spending on track.
I just love that it is so easy. It's easy to stop wasting money on the things you don't use. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live in to a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayfairhood in every zip code, brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff, and they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayfairhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
So in this episode, obviously, like, Fall Out Boy's a big deal, but in the first scene that Peyton's in where she's, like, gonna paint the White Wings, I'm wearing a He Is Legend shirt.
Yes.
And that was... that was a metal band I hung out with that was like based out of Wilmington. And I was best friends with the lead singer. And I was obsessed with these dudes. And constantly like, can we promote this metal band on One Tree Hill, the most emo show on the planet? And they were just like, no, Hillary, these guys like scream into the microphone like monsters. They can't come on One Tree Hill, but you can wear a shirt. And so I had duality. I had like a band that we were super pumped, yep. Fall Out Boy.
Yep.
And then representing the local Wilmington scene.
You gave them some super good fun exposure. That was a nice scene. And it was a
you know
cool
what's
shirt.
Not metal, Joy?
What?
One Tree Hill.
That's true. It's not.
We were so not metal.
So not metal. That would have been something that you played and that Brooke got mad about. Like you would play it as a DJ at a party and Brooke would get mad about it.
Well, I used to take Lee Norris to their shows. They would play at the Soapbox, and I'd be like, Lee, let's go to a metal show. And he got wrapped up in a mosh pit one night, and he never forgave me for it. Whoa. He was like, "What? Why are we here?
Oh, my God. That's scary. That's actually, like, one of my nightmares.
Well, you didn't have to deal with that with Fall Out Boy. They just did a lot of twirling on stage with that. Was it the bass player that would spin?
Was jumping
all the
around
time?
In a spinning. I don't know. It was the era of angry prep school boys.
Like everyone wanted to be the dude from AC/DC in the little like baby shorts. Yeah, the schoolboy outfit. Well, were they co-opting the whole like Britney Spears schoolgirl thing? It was like, oh, we're going to be.
I feel like Spring Awakening came out around the same time. I might be wrong.
Did it really? Is it that old?
It's pretty, is it as old as us? Spring Awakening is old. And I feel like I remember that coming out around then, and it was sort of the same. And Gwen Stefani was doing a lot of schoolgirl short, you know, the ska.
The bananas.
This shit is bananas.
Yeah, but like the tall socks and the plaid skirts. And I just feel like there was like a prep school uniform slash punk thing happening in culture at the time. So maybe that's where it was from.
That's ringing true. I liked that.
Yeah, that was fun.
We've got 60 days of Dan. The deal is that Deb has to live with him for 2 months. Could you live with someone you hated for 2 months?
Wow.
If you knew you would be set free afterwards.
Well, the first thing she should have done is photocopied those documents because...
right?
Yeah.
Girl, we got scan apps on our phone now. I'm just going
to
scan it.
Send to my attorney. Save this, please. 2 months. I mean, she's doing it the way I would do it.
Just being a dick.
Yeah, why not? I mean, if he's good, he's just such an ass. Yeah, no, I don't know. Could you?
I don't know. I'm a machine, Joy. Probably. And I guess I'm just wondering why she... Is the deal that she has to help him win? Does he have to win mayor in order for the deal to work?
I don't think he has to win. I think she just has to do really play the part. Like everybody, it has to be convincing to his satisfaction.
So isn't she concerned like what happens if Dan Scott becomes mayor? Like what happens if he gets this power he's after? Is it like shouldn't she be trying to sabotage the campaign? Like
maybe she will here? Behind his back. Yeah, maybe she will. I don't know, but now she's got that signed paper, so maybe she's not so worried about it because it's like, well, once he's mayor, then I can bail and it'll just be...
He'll be busy.
He'll be so busy. I can't believe Dan Scott becomes mayor. That's so crazy.
I mean, how many people live in Tree Hill? We're all kissing each other. There's only so many people, Joy.
It is a very small town.
Yeah, listen, I was thinking about it the other day. I was just like, you know, the next generation of kids, like Brooke's kids, are going to be like, hey, Uncle Lucas and Uncle Nathan, you slept with those guys? And they really are like Peyton's kids, uncles, and, you know, like it just.
Is that how it is? I'm not still in New Jersey, so I don't know what's going on with the high school crowd there. But what the high school you went to, I mean, you're still in touch with a lot of those people. Did a lot of those kids sleep together young and then now they're all still friends as grown adults?
I went to a wedding where I was the only person that hadn't slept with anyone in the room.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, that's crazy.
I mean, it's Hollywood is kind of the exact same thing, though.
Yes, Sterling, Virginia. Yeah, you're right.
No, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a small town and everybody's on a set with somebody. Everybody has locationships and then they move on to the next movie. And then, you know, you're like, oh yeah, the person I'm dating now used to date like seven other people.
Too cool to be forgotten. Text me later. No, I guess you're right. I'm trying, like, because I was so square, I never hooked up with anybody. I never slept with anybody in high school. That's a fun tip, kids. Just don't sleep with anybody in high school and then you don't have anything to feel stupid about later.
Ain't that the truth?
Girl! yes, that's, you know, when Brooke goes to tell Nathan, like, hey there, sailor, your wife's going to be mega hot tonight. You should show up. We were commenting, like, we know down the road we're going to find out that Brooke and Nathan hooked up with each other. But watching the episode now, we didn't know that when we were filming it. So they're all like flirty with each other and a little like wink, wink. It just adds a slimy layer.
That's one of the downsides of filming a TV series is that you just don't have, I mean, on a network anyway, you don't have all of the scripts in advance. So you don't, it's really hard to plan for your character with a film or a, you know, a limited series. You know what's going to happen and everything, all the backstory and everything. So it's really hard when you're filming a series like this and you find out new information that really would have affected the way that you played your character for the last three, right. 4 years.
Sophia would not have touched his arm in this scene had she known they were going to come back, you know, in a year or two and be like, no, you two boned. You guys did this. There's no way she would have touched him.
No, no way.
She didn't know. Sweet girl.
He did look really hot in that Batman costume, though.
Well, okay, so remember what a huge deal that Batman costume was? Because I feel like we got it from, like, a Batman movie.
It was.
Like, the rent. Whose was it? Was it Val Kilmer's? Or George Clooney's?
I'm going to text James right now, and I'm going to ask him.
Yeah, text him. Text him and find out, because that really was a Supreme costume. Yes. Chad... I love Chad's costumes that he finally like landed on. Like the Pirates of the Caribbean and the Tommy Lee costumes are great because when he takes off the wig and it's blonde Chad with the eyeliner, he and Peyton are the same person. It's just like straight blonde hair and eyeliner.
Oh my
We're
God.
Twins.
I loved Peyton's costume. While I'm waiting for James to respond, hey, whose Batman costume did you wear in our show? Okay, I'm sending it. It was,
genius.
Hold on. It was a real costume from one of the movies, right? Question mark. Okay,
you use the voice app like I do. I don't have time to type this shit out.
No, but I loved Peyton's costume, and I want to know the history of that costume. So before we go back to Batman, tell me about where this came from, because it was so original and beautiful.
Hey, thanks. You know what's super weird is that when we shot this episode, we had a goth makeup artist, this chick, Sandra, who I had done a movie with in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And she came from the world of opera, and so was used to, like, making wigs. And doing like crazy makeup because opera if you've never seen the opera, the hair and makeup in opera is, it's just bananas. It's on the next level.
Very extravagant.
So we couldn't find a wig that we liked. And we went through this like tattoo magazine and found a girl who had this black and white hair. And we were both like, that's it. We want red eye makeup and we want this black and white wig. And so we took two wigs and wove them together. And it was this thing that like we worked on after work together. And what's so weird is it's the exact pattern that my hair is growing in white right now. Like I wanted, no Joy, way. I wanted that hair full time so bad at like 23 years old. And so now when I look at it, I mean, look, I have the black stripe in the middle, which is how it grows in. And then it's just all white on the sides.
Amazing.
Like Pangel was. It is life imitating art.
It's so punk. You got your wish.
Which is, girl, it's made me unafraid to go gray because I was like, oh no, people have loved this look on me for years.
It looks so good. I love the foreshadowing, by the way. It's just so cool. But you looked so good. But the and the wings and everything, that dress, was it all, was it a costume they found or was this somebody sketched it out and they built it? Do you remember?
No, I mean, we had fittings. They wanted like goth angel. And there were some outfits that were a little like sexier. And this one was actually a really modest outfit.
Yes.
I'm fully covered up. You know, the boots cover up a whole bunch. If anything, it's got kind of a Frankenstein vibe.
Yeah.
And the wings were incredibly cumbersome. So having to do that dance routine with Lee, he kept getting like hit by the wings and he was so gracious and just like, we had to do that thing where we like went up over our heads and my arm kept getting like trapped and it's like super awkward. But
yeah, let's talk about that dance too, by the way.
The difference between having to do the really like hard, sad stuff with Ellie.
Yeah.
And then be super playful with like Lee, with Brooke seeing Rachel, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what I liked about our show is I never feel one thing all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so being able to feel multiple things in one evening for Peyton, I think is authentic and she's super awkward no matter what. Like I'm always like, why is she being so weird?
She's just trying to figure out life, like every young girl out there.
Aren't we all?
We are.
At any point with Haley in this quest to get Nathan back, you know, they have just like put you through the ringer. And it was like groveling in the last episode where it was just like, please, please talk to me. What were your conversations like? At any point were you ever like, guys, like, I've done enough. You say it in this episode. You're like, I'm Haley. That should be enough. Like, is that the moment of her being like, we're done here?
Yeah, I think it is. And it wasn't something that I remember having a conversation with any writers or anything about. I was on board with all of it as it went along, because that is a very natural thing to do. When you think you've screwed something up beyond recognition, you are desperate to solve it and fix it. And especially a girl like Haley, who didn't ever really take a lot of risks in life. So she finally takes two big risks, but one costs her the other. And, you know, you're trying to figure out your identity and who am I? And Haley always felt so solid in who she was. And then she started making these wild decisions. And suddenly it's like everything gets called into question. And does whether Nathan loves me or not affect who I am? And for a while there, it seemed that she did think that, you know, if he doesn't love me, that affects my value as a person. And so, of course, she was desperate to get that back and make it work and get it fixed.
Oh, when she says, I just wanted you to want me again. Oh, my God. That's the worst feeling.
It is. It's really the worst because it's the loneliest place to be. And I love that moment when she looks in the mirror and it's the recognition of, I should be enough. Just me. It's okay. At the end of the day, somebody else can make their choices and I can't take back the past. I am where I am now and he's going to have to make his choice. And then she kind of gets rewarded with this kiss. I remember shooting this with James because the Batman costume was It was very hot at Trick that day. It was
Tell them, Joyce.
Right?
Tell the kids.
No, we were there for like
4 or 5
days and days and days.
It was a long time. And they could not figure out the AC. The first day was
there
miserable.
There wasn't AC. They had a tube with an outside unit that could only be pumped in when we weren't shooting.
That's right. That's right.
So if we were rolling, no air.
And with that many bodies in there and everyone in a costume and there was a lot of pleather and a lot of leather and a lot of makeup dripping down our faces. And that was a rough room to be in. And so we all felt really bad, particularly for James, because he was really, I mean, I was in spandex from head to toe. And Sophia was in a leather skirt too, but it was a little breathable. But James was head to toe in that leather tank. And well, that's why when he takes the hat off and the eye makeup's dripping down his face.
And but that was also kind of hot.
It was sexy. Like, are you kidding?
They didn't plan that, no. But that was okay.
It worked. Just let it roll.
Fine.
And I also remember that all the steam in that moment when he comes to kiss her, all the steam that was coming in behind him, we had to shoot that so many times because they wanted him to come in with his arms up and then flap them down right when all of the smoke was coming. So it would create this like whoosh of all the smoke around him. And it was just, I just remember it was really hard to get the timing of that right with the light and the curtain closing behind him and all of the smoke. And it was like, get the smoke machine going. Okay, rolling. Okay, holding on the roll. And then the smoke has to disappear. And then he's just standing there waiting and put your arms up. And he would put his arms up, but then it would push the smoke away by putting his arms up. And it was just like,
oh, no.
Such a pain in the ass. So finally he gets it right. But you'll see in the episode, he flaps his arm down and it's just, it looks so kind of random. Like, why is he like walking in, like flapping his arms down?
I was like, what's he huffing around about? Guys.
It looked like he was landing like Batman and then came in for the kiss.
I just remember them being like, we spent so much money on this costume. We're going to use the shit out of it. Like they were pumped. Every dude on the set took pictures with that costume.
Yeah. Some of them wanted to try it on. I think they went back and tried it on later.
That was a sweaty costume, man. Hard pass.
It was.
I don't want to put that on my body.
I have to say, it was pretty fun to get rescued by Batman for a moment.
It's
pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
And it's a big part of, you know, the One Tree Hill kind of, like the iconic moments, you getting swooped up by your husband.
Yes.
And I loved it when he was like, Haley always looks hot.
Oh, I
like
know.
It was such a, so it was sweet. A Batman thing to say. Just kind of succinct.
Haley always looks hot.
Were we just talking about boys using Batman voices?
We were. A
couple episodes ago.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, the frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I
love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler Sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture, they make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Yeah. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
Oh, yeah, the ominous call. I asked when we were watching, there's a picture of him and some girl, and we're supposed to believe that he's calling some girl
it's
that
Chris.
He met at High Flyers. It's Chris, but
what is
do we
that?
Ever reference the girl again? Or did we ever reference her before? Or was it just like a device?
I'm confused. I don't know. I think she comes up again in the future.
I can't remember what it is. I mean, I get them in the end, but yeah. No, done. I don't remember. Is she like, I think maybe like a little romance that he had at High Flyers? I don't know.
She's like the water girl or like the trainer or something at High Flyers.
Made a good friend maybe there. I think she does show up. I just can't remember. But it is weird.
Was the picture framed?
No, it was on his computer, wasn't it?
Okay.
But what's weird about it is that he was looking at the photo and then called Chris. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's such a strange transition. Anyway.
Sometimes things don't make sense. You know what made sense in this episode? The appearance of Danielle Harris Adams.
Yes.
Girl.
I love
Let's talk about that. Because she was also in pleather.
Yes, she was. A very little, little bit of it. But she looked so good. Oh, my God.
I need you to go back and tell everyone about the Pam Anderson crush that we had back, like, during this era. You were obsessed with her.
I was. I just loved her. Look, and I think I've talked about this on the show before. I was, at one point in my life, hanging out backstage of Home Improvement. I saw her early on in her career in a white tank top and overalls and no makeup. And she was just backstage, just, you know, chatting with the makeup artist and being super sweet. She was very, very nice to me and the other people that I saw her interacting with. And I thought, she's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in person in my life ever. Oh my God. And she was also just so kind and sweet and like a small town girl. So as her career progressed, I know she got a bad rap and she did a lot of things that a lot of people disagreed with or judged her for or, you know, whatever. And especially people in me having grown up in a more evangelical community, there were a lot of people in that community who really didn't like her, but I always loved her. I don't know. I loved Pam. I love me some Pam. So, loved Pam and the whole Tommy Lee thing. And that was really fun when I saw Danielle come on in that little red leather dress. She looked banging, man. She looked so good.
This, you and I laughed. This scene where like Peyton and Brooke are just watching her dance with Lucas.
Yeah.
Guys, that was my real reaction. Just like, what is this?
The look on your face was so good. We were laughing about that. It was like, ooh.
I fell so in love with Danielle when she first showed up. Like, I couldn't stop buying her presents. What? I was just like, I was such a dork for her. And I remember we had that charity softball game with the guys from Surface.
Uh-huh.
And like, I got tube socks and I was like, oh, hey, do you want me to pick you up? I bought you these tube socks. And also, do you want pizza? I bought a pizza. I just have a pizza for you. And do you like coffee? Because I'll buy you coffee. I just was so enamored with her.
It's hard not to be. She's so full of life and she's so smart and she's an interesting person. She's lived an interesting life and she gets, I think that because she's so beautiful, mm-hmm. And she has a high voice and beautiful girls with that cute voice often in my experience I've seen get overlooked and people ignore the fact that they might have a brain completely.
We all have to lower our voice like Amanda Seyfried in that.
Elizabeth Holmes.
We have to talk like this.
The need to reduce blood samples and now
I need to hear Danielle use that tenor. She needs to we're gonna have her use that voice when she comes on.
Danielle, can you talk like a man?
Can you please make us take you more seriously by lowering your voice till you sound like a maniac?
We just sound like Bill and Ted. So we sound like
but it's true and but once you have one conversation with her, she's just so damn smart and she's so interesting and so kind and thoughtful and, you know, would never let somebody pass her by without saying a thank you or, you know, how are you? I love Danielle. She's good people.
Yeah. And it's intimidating when you see someone that beautiful, especially because we've been very transparent about how we were all kind of pit against each other and we were competing with like hair and wardrobe and screen time and who's sexy and who's not. And for someone that gorgeous to show up and not be a threat and immediately endear herself to literally every single member of the cast. I don't know one person that was like, Danielle's a problem. Like, no. She endeared herself to every single cast member, crew member. It's a charisma that is, I don't know, it's really magnetic.
There's a confidence there, too, to be able to show up in a space like on a show that was already really popular. It was a well-oiled machine by that point. We all had sort of figured out our roles in the social climate behind the scenes of the show. To come into an arena like that and just be who she is and just fit in and not worry about where do I fit and who likes me and who doesn't like me, which is a very natural thing to do. That was just, there's a maturity there that I think we all had that's why we all had a crush on her, because of that.
Dude, have you ever seen her beauty queen photos?
Sorry, what?
Oh, and how?
W-H-A-T. Okay, you guys.
Okay, so like what season was it? Season 6. When her and Jensen were together, I used to go stay with them and sleep on their couch, which is why they pawned me off on Jeff. They were like, get Hillary off our couch. But there in their house, she had her old beauty queen like headshots with like the big, huge sparkly glitter crown and like a scepter.
A scepter.
And like puffy sleeves on the gown. I mean, they are magical.
Yes.
We're going to need to get those.
Listen, you know, once you make it there, coming down to One Tree Hills, like, who are all of you?
Big whoop.
Yeah, exactly. Were any of you a beauty queen? I don't think so.
I'm a queen. No, I mean, again, it just lends itself to how big this episode was.
Yeah. Fallout Boy, a lot of turning points with different relationships and all the fun with Dan and Deb, and then the introduction of Danielle. And we have and Kelsey Asbiel is in the next episode as well, who is now starring on Yellowstone. It's like things were really rolling for our show at this point. It was just
three ruled.
Man, this
how do we ever top three?
Good season. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either. Well, what else haven't we hit?
Oh, there was
remember? Okay, so season 3 is also when we started to get real bitchy because when Haley tells Lucas about, Brooke is super into Tommy Lee, and he says, is that something she picked up in the OC?
Yeah. Like,
what a dick thing to say.
That was so good.
It was.
It was fun. Why not?
Yeah.
I did like that he went for it. I like that Chad was just game to like go for whatever. He was always like, sure, make me look like a complete idiot. Love it. Let's go for it.
Yeah, he got to be funny here. And I think he liked being shirtless too, because he... He'd been working. He'd spent his summer, you know, doing push-ups and things.
Yeah.
It's like, check these out.
Well, everybody was watching the show, man. He had to be ready. Our boys looked good season 3. They were all in great shape. I wish
they
we
did.
Had seen Vaughn and Cullen and, you know, I like, Skills wasn't in this episode. Like, they should have been at the Halloween party. It was a big episode, though. I don't know, like, how we could have fit everybody else in, but it would have been so fun. What would their costumes have been?
Oh, that's such a good question, Joy. Skills.
Okay.
Would have been. I'm trying to think of like what was happening in 2005. I just know how much Antoine loves Samuel L. Jackson. Antoine.
Oh yeah, was so Pulp influenced out by then.
Oh, for sure. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
He's for sure Samuel L. Jackson. And I mean, Lee is already dressed as John Travolta in Saturday
Night
Fever.
That would have worked.
He could double. We could have two Travoltas.
Two Travoltas?
Would Junk,
I mean,
would Junk be
Bad Sandy, too? He could have been.
Oh, my God. Know? We could have had a Travolta trifecta.
The Travolta trifecta. How did we miss it?
Oh my God, Fergie could have been Grease Travolta, Junk could have been Pulp Fiction Travolta,
yes.
And Lee was Saturday Night Fever Travolta.
That would have been really fun. And then they all could have done the dance with you. Tell me about the dance.
Wouldn't
How long did you guys
something?
Have to rehearse that?
Girl, we did that for like an hour one day after work.
You did. You and your cheerleading.
No, it was, I'm not a good, I'm not a strong dancer.
You look like you knew what you were doing.
Because if you notice, I'm watching Lee the entire time. Like, that's not like.
It worked because it looks like Mouth is the one who really is doing this, which is for sure what he would be doing.
He is the instigator for sure. I liked having scenes with Lee. I think we get paired up later again for the boy draft. And Peyton hits this kind of platonic stride for season two. I mean, there's not much action between her and Jake after that one, like, initial wedding hookup, because then it's all just trauma.
Yeah.
And I don't think she hooks up with anybody again.
No, it's a while, because she has to deal with all this stuff with Ellie. And that's
it's a
something
lot.
That we also haven't really talked much about, because she... God, that's just so hard that he, you know, when he says, you know, here's the one thing you get here is a heads up. At least it's not just going to be somebody disappearing. And I don't know, what were you hope? Was there anything you were hoping for with that storyline when Cheryl came in? And did you know how long she was going to be on the show?
No.
You're shaking your head. No.
Joy, in a million years, I didn't think they were going to kill her.
Oh my God.
In a million years.
No.
I loved this parental situation.
Yeah.
And I think, like a teenager would, real life Hillary was like, maybe her and Larry will get together. Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe I'll get a family.
They had great chemistry too.
They really did. Yeah. Watching them together, I'm like, how are you two not just like, hey man, let's just do this, you know? Because they're different energies. He had that real blue collar thing, and she's like the girl who's lived hard and has figured it out. And I liked their energy together. And I liked that my storyline wasn't about kissing a boy.
Yeah.
And that it was about kind of this like real self-discovery. It felt like real work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I liked getting these scripts because it was like, oh, this is, you know. This is the kind of introspection that's interesting to me.
Yeah, because everybody's dealt with a romance, like, oh, my heart with the boy and the girl and the woman.
Okay, fine.
I don't know. And, you know, you can always find something relatable about that. And it's interesting for someone always. But when you keep repeating the same thing over and over, you really need to have, as an actor, you got to have a challenge. And you really rose to the occasion here. I mean, it was beautiful.
I really love the both of them. And I specifically loved Cheryl because we've talked about it. I was so hungry for like older female mentorship.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we love Janice, this director, so much. I needed someone to model what my life would look like. Cause I don't come from anybody in the industry. I had no model for what I was supposed to be doing. Like, how do I spend my hiatus? Do I audition for stuff? Do I not audition for stuff? How aggressive should I be? Should I hire a publicist? Should I show my boobs?
Oh my God, Hillary, I'm the same way. I never thought about that, but that's so true.
Baby,
like, somebody show me the
way.
What do I do?
Yeah. Yeah. And she came in so calm. She'd already done the whole whirlwind, you know, and was unimpressed. Like, when we would have scenes together, she would just talk about her son. And I was up for a job. I was up for this job where they wanted me to be topless. And it was a really good movie. And I really, really wanted to do it. But I was really chafing at this, like, topless thing. And I don't have a problem with other people who want to do that at all. But I didn't know if it was my gig.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
And she was like, kid, I got a son. And one day you're going to have a son. And so if you're okay with that, okay. But if you're not, think about him. And, you know, I was years away from having my son, but it made such an impact in my decision-making process, not just for that one job, but for all the jobs. Like, is this something that I want my kid, who I don't even know yet, to see? Also, she had a really sexy snake tattoo on her back.
Wait, I think I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because her son was obsessed with snakes.
Awesome.
And she's just that cool. She had a snake tattoo. So when I did a movie years later and I had to have tattoos, they're like, what do you want? And I was like, will you put a snake tattoo on my back as a tribute to her? Because she was just...
That's why you really did a snake tattoo when we were doing Good Sam and I had to put tattoos on myself.
Yes.
And you said, put a snake, put a snake.
It's the cool girl thing to do. I never in a million years thought that they were going to kill her. Like, why would you waste Cheryl Lee like that? It
truly
gutted me.
I don't know why. I don't know why. Well, we'll have to have her on the show and ask her.
Please.
What happened? We got to find out.
I'm sure you felt the same way with your parents. I mean, you had freaking Huey Lewis. Was there a mourning period for you when he and Bess, like, cut and run?
Well, no. I mean, because I think it was, I knew that it was just a temporary popping in, popping out. It wasn't. And we knew when Bess was coming back for the cancer storyline, we knew what that was when it started.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that wasn't a big surprise. I do love Bess, though, and have stayed in touch with her. And she and I have had some lunches and just connected because I just love her. She's a wonderful woman. Huey, I did not stay in touch with because I was way too nervous to do that. Also, I guess it would have been weird. Like, you know.
Hey, you want to be friends? It's not like now where you can just, like, DM someone. Like, you used to have to ask someone for their phone number,
oh my God,
which is so.
Ask Huey Lewis for his phone number.
I don't blame you, girl.
No way.
I couldn't have done it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Forget about it.
Well, this was a great episode.
How do we follow this up, though? Like, they just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, they're going to give Danielle a bigger storyline. Mouth is going to find some interesting things to happen with our beautiful, talented friend, Kelsey Espiel. We've got to see, though, the Chris Keller Batman false, what's it called?
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. This whole idea that Nathan's like, you know, that Brooke's like, she can't write a song without Nathan. And then Nathan's like, she can't write a song without Chris Keller. As the songwriter in our group of friends, is that real? Like, can you not write a song if you don't have a muse?
Not for me. I know there are some artists that feel like they need to be tortured in order to write, or they need to have a person around all the time to be inspired. That's not... I've also been alone most of my life.
That's the song,
kid,
Joy.
I've been alone most of my life, you know.
I've been alone forever. Oh, man.
No, I'm just kind of used
People always leave,
That's
Joy.
Right. God damn it.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, the frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler Sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture, they make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Let's do a most likely two. Let's spin a wheel here.
I can't.
You certainly pulled a lot out of this episode. I'm sure we could pull a most likely two.
So many. Everybody was in this one.
Everybody. Be the best. Be the best wingman or wingwoman.
Who's? I mean, we've all been out at bars together before.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm trying
Hillary,
to think.
You're a great. I mean, you're a really good wingman. I have to say, like, out of everybody. You're so interested in other people. You're so you're very quick to just keep the conversation going, which is, you know, part of why what made you being a VJ so successful, because you really are good at just keeping everything going.
The bullshit. Just we're just going to spin this web.
No, but you drop into real stuff just like that. I mean, there's no it's a talent that you have. And that's what you need in a wingman, right? You need somebody who like knows how to keep everything flowing, but also knows to recognize, oh, okay, like it's time for me to back out a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's what you need. Guys, I'm going to get a drink. Who needs something?
That's right.
Yeah. You know what, Joy? I feel like that's the drink that you need to make next. The wingman.
Wingman.
Yeah.
So is
where it's just like a dependable drink. That is, like, delicious, but also, like, you know, subtle. Like, oh, hey, no, I'm totally not trying to hook you two up.
Yeah, a subtle. That's good. It's a slow burn.
Who's our character wingman?
I feel like Deb would be a great wingman.
For sure. For sure. Because she's not subtle at all. Deb's the one that walks up and is like, hey, 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 my friend wants to kiss you. You cool?
She's just going to make it also, happen.
Yeah. Which is a great strategy. I appreciate that. It is. You've got to have both. Okay, next episode is season 3, episode 5, A Multitude of Casualties.
Ooh, that sounds heavy.
Uh-oh. I love you.
Love you too.
All right, guys.
Thanks for joining
us. Have a great
week. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie, too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.